Ivy, and I am Sans.
Awesome.
My name is Ellie, and I am Story Shift Asriel.
Awesome.
My name is also Ivy, and I am Story Shift Kara.
This is Eli, and I'm dressed today as Asgore.
Awesome. And what are you guys excited about coming today to Comic-Con?
I'm so happy that I met these guys.
Me too.
I came here because I had been wanting to do this cosplay for a while. And it was also good to meet new friends.
Yeah. I'm here because the kids like it, and this is their thing.
Very cool. You guys gonna see any celebrities later?
Well, we saw the guy who voiced Mario.
Me too.
I haven't seen any celebrities yet, but I'm planning to.
Very cool. And you, sir?
They had the guy who voiced Mario. More do you want?
Yeah.
Exactly.
I'm at Wizard Con talking to classic Disney animator Mike Toth, one of the more, I would say, experienced people here who has got quite a prolific bulk of work. I want to know what your feelings are with nostalgia. How has nostalgia been treating you?
How nostalgia has been treating me? Well, I get a lot of questions about how I got started, the first movies I worked on, my favorite characters. I get a lot of thank you for my childhood. This is my favorite movie. What is your favorite movie? So there's a lot of good memories that come back through questions that people ask me here at the con. So.
And I know, I mean, just looking at what you've done through your examples here, all the Disney cover art that you've actually done, and we're talking Aladdin, Little Mermaid, and Roger Rabbit. What's your feeling on the way the industry is and how things are going with animators these days?
Well, the last film I worked on for Disney was Home on the Range, and that was in 2003. And at that time, Disney had been trying for quite some time to buy Pixar from John Lasseter, and he pushed them away for a while. But finally, in 2003, he caved in, and so Disney was able to buy Pixar, and at that time, they laid us all off. Any of us that did 2D animation. And I'm not sour about that. We saw it coming. Pretty much at that time is when 2D animation was came to its end, and we had to hand the baton over to the CGI people. So since then, I've been doing Comic-Cons, and there hasn't been much demand. People keep asking me, is 2D animation going to come back? And sadly, I don't believe so, because there's not going to be anyone to teach anybody how to do 2D animation since it's been quite some time. That was in 2003. So if it does come back, it's going to come back in a different form, probably through CGI at some point. So it's the current state I know. I haven't been in LA for quite some time and have no desire to go back there. Happily living in Colorado. And so I enjoy this career. I fly all over the place, get to meet a lot of wonderful people, hear a lot of wonderful things that are very humbling about the work I did in the past. And so I'm content with this.
And you've certainly made your mark in the 2D animation world, and I think you should have a lot to be proud of. I mean, this is, like you said, our childhood, and to see the people who actually helped shape and make, you know, so many people happy, I think that's wonderful. So thank you for speaking with me today.
Thank you very much, and enjoy the rest of the time at the con. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm here at Wizard World Comic Con, and I'm speaking with...
Alicia Reyes.
And what are you selling here today?
These are Ender toys, pixel action figures. They're Minecraft toys based on YouTubers mostly.
What got you started on making these?
Actually, I work, my boss is the one that came up with the idea. He started with an app that you could customize your own skins for Minecraft. And then he expanded the company, and now we have people who assemble the toys. And
cool. And is this your first con?
Yeah, it is working my first convention for this company.
How has it been going so far?
It's good. The people are really nice, and I love conventions and everything, so it's going really great.
Awesome. And where can folks find out more information if they can't make it to the con this weekend?
Seusscraft.com. We're on Instagram, YouTube, the website, and Ender Toys is our app.
Very cool. And can you spell the website?
Seusscraft.com.
Perfect. Thank you so much for your time.
We're talking about Wizard World 2017.
Oh, yeah. Dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun. Which was 2 weeks ago?
It was 2 weeks ago.
Okay, so let's just get into this. Okay, when you walked in, I'm just going to say it.
Do it.
It was sad.
It was sad and actually fairly loud same time.
So loud.
Same time. It was pretty loud. Maybe from, I remember like lots of music from like from vendor booths.
Well, it wasn't necessarily loud, like crowd loud, like I'm used to it being loud, where you have that loud din of the roar of the crowd.
Yeah.
Instead, it was just like
a lot of background noise.
Yeah. And I feel like it was because this year I was really shocked when you first walked in and there was a ton of open floor space.
There was.
I'm used to lots of booths and not a lot of floor, and this one just had lots of floor space between the vendors and between the different sections.
Yeah,
it was weird.
Yeah, so I went on Friday just to kind of do recon because I knew from last year, like, there's a lot of people to talk to, there's a lot of panels, I'm just gonna go check things out. And I was there for like 45 minutes and I'm like, I'm done.
Yeah,
it was, there's nothing else to see. That's really weird.
In a way, I kind of like wider aisle space because then it's easier to get around. But at the same time, it was still kind of disorienting, or maybe not disorienting, but it did feel empty.
Yeah.
It was kind of nice. You sort of felt like Seinfeld with that, oh, I can drive in like such a big lane. But at the same time, you realized that it was a wider aisle just because it was trying to fill in the dead space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
And then I was like, wow, this could have been more artists. But then I really wondered, like, whoa, where are all the artists? Like, were people just not able to afford the tables, or were people just not wanting to participate in Wizard World this year? It was strange to see Artist Alley be so incredibly tiny.
It was pretty empty.
And I got insight from one vendor that was local from last year. They think because of all the complaints that Wizard World got from vendors and artists that there were fewer people actually participating, and they increased the booth price for the weekend.
Yeah.
So they were like, that's probably why there's not a lot of people here.
I mean, a booth, like at least an Artist Alley for the weekend, was $350.
That's
ridiculous. Like, how many vendors did they think they were going to get?
Right.
I know.
Yeah. And to make enough like revenue for it to be like worth it, you know?
Yeah. Exactly. Like,
that was really weird.
That was also really weird.
We just keep using the word weird, but I just felt like that was just my takeaway from it was that was really strange.
Yeah.
And then like another thing that was kind of lacking was, you know, usually when you walk in, there's all the cosplayers and there's some people who are standing there like, hey, take my picture. Mm-hmm. Like there were some people there, but there weren't as many. And I feel like the quality of the cosplay that you're used to seeing wasn't there.
It wasn't.
And I was just like wondering, like, where is everybody this year?
Yeah.
And I'm used to seeing like the same sort of people, but I would see people just like on one day.
Right.
You didn't see like people coming for like the whole weekend.
Right.
I'm sure there were plenty, but
yeah. And the other thing that I kind of didn't like were there were a lot of corporate sponsorships.
Yeah.
Like I saw a tale for like Monster Energy drink.
Yeah, like non-geek things.
Yeah, non-geek things.
And alcohol tasting?
Yeah.
Yeah, and there was also a beer garden, too.
Yeah, the beer garden, the vineyard, and I was like, you're
this
not even like,
has nothing
like
to
you're
do
not like
with...
Batman wine or something.
Yeah.
No.
This
no.
is nothing
it's
to
not
do
like
with...
not like homemade mead, you know?
No. Yeah.
That I dig. You know, but what I felt like the vibe was more like going to a county fair, where it's just like a bunch of conventional dealers showing off their wares.
Has nothing to do with like geek stuff.
Can we talk about the thing that, I criticized the most? Okay, Jesse. You heard all of that. I mean, everybody in this room has already heard about it because I had to vent about it so much right when it happened. But so on one of the days, I want to say that was that Saturday I first walked in and there were like go-go dancers greeting all the people who were walking in.
And for our listeners, they were actually representatives of the Wizard World convention.
Yeah, they weren't just like people who were cosplaying and they were just like, oh, let's go dance by the entrance.
I didn't see these people on Sunday.
Let's talk about maybe why you didn't see them on Sunday.
All right, please share.
Because as soon as I went through that line, I was like, oh, heck no. Also because it was like you had the like the booming music mm-hmm. and then there was like someone on the stage doing belly dancing, which I'm not like opposed to belly dancing, but it was just I walked in, it was just all these women dancing at me and mm-hmm. it was really strange. I was like, what is going on?
Once again, what does this have to do with comic books?
I don't even know. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Or wizards.
Yeah, or yeah.
I mean, they were wearing capes. But
like, yeah, okay, they were wearing capes, and I noticed that a lot of the volunteers were wearing capes that said volunteer. So I expected right. their capes to say volunteer in the back, and they said nothing.
No.
I was like, oh my gosh, you're actually Wizard World people because they had like the symbol on them. Anyways, so I'm all complaining to my friend. I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, I just walked through this thing. And he says to me, well, you know, customer service is right over there. Mm-hmm. I was like, and I'm going. So I went over there and I talked to this woman at customer service, and she seems like a higher up corporate person, I guess, who's like in charge of customer service. And I was like, you know, just want to say you got some problematic things going on. I'm not digging the go-go dancers like greeting me into Wizard World. Like, what is up with that?
Mm-hmm. And they were all girls. No they were, men.
There's just like
no
these
men.
Four girls in these blue wigs and these go-go boots and short dresses. And they're just like,
it's like picture those like robots from Austin Powers.
Yeah, greeting at the entrance. And so the customer service lady, she didn't flat out just be like, yes, I know they're wrong. But she just was like, well, I strongly encourage you to email our CEO because he only listens to the customers and not so much the employees. So it's very effective if you do something about this.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. So she gave me his email address and stuff. I was encouraged by her being like and telling me that she understood that this was an issue.
Right.
And then I told her, well, you know, I'm part of a radio show and we're going to talk about this. And she didn't look too disappointed. I'll just say that. She was just like, okay. If it's happening here in Portland, then that means those costumes are going from city to city.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. Especially since this is like a coast-to-coast convention. So I'm glad you said something, and I'm glad I didn't see them on Sunday.
I think it would have been different if they were in cosplay. Like, it would make sense.
Wonder Woman or, like, Batgirl.
Right, you know? Or just, like, here you are, like, I'm... You know, I'm Rey from Star Wars, you know? And like,
yeah, and a variety of costumes, too. Yeah. So it wasn't like this really kind of fetishized thing.
Yeah, but they
and maybe a couple of men, too.
Yeah, dude, almost all of, I was like, dude, where's the dudes in capes?
Right.
Yeah. Where's the variety? Like, I'm all about the dancers creating the party, but it was just really strange, to have non, like, specific characters.
Yeah.
Although, okay, wait, can we talk about the booths we did love? Like, okay, things we did love. I got me some awesome period panties.
Oh, I got those too. I got a pair. I love them.
Okay, and we're not talking about like period as in Jane Austen. We're talking as in Jane Austen's Monthly.
Yes.
Because this is like seriously exciting because I found them on the same day that I first saw the Go-Go Girls.
Oh, gosh.
And so I was just like, thank you so much for having a booth that like empowers women. Plus, you have Monty Python on your underwear, and this is so exciting for me. Thank you.
And I got a quick interview with the woman on Sunday, and it's the company's based here in Portland, too.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm getting me some more. Those are hand things.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. If that was worth the like,
I think the company was called Harebrained Designs. So.
Okay.
Oh,
shout out to them.
And I got some cool Star Trek soap. There was a person who made like handmade
Star
Trek soap.
I didn't see them.
Did you?
Oh,
yeah, that's
sad.
Right. I got a bunch of soap that looks like a Con badge. What's up? And so now every time I wash my hands, it's like, boop, boop.
I would say my favorite part that I liked was there was a couple local authors, like sci-fi fantasy authors, and one of them, this was her first convention, and she was able to like actually talk about her book and want to like promote her stuff. And fortunately, I had another author booth with her, and so she was able to kind of get some insight of like,
oh, that's good.
You know, this is how, is it okay if I like hand out bookmarks and, you know, my cards and stuff? You know, just a big, like a big encouragement for her, which I thought was awesome. Like, please don't judge all the cons based on this con. It does get better. You know?
Come to Rose City. Have a table.
I know. I put so much weight on Rose City now, but just because I've heard that like all the local artists, you know, mm-hmm. that's where they want to be now and stuff. So I'm just like, oh, that's where all the people are going to be.
Yeah. And also Emerald City. Have you guys heard about that?
Yeah.
That focuses on local people.
Lots of locals.
But Emerald City's getting big. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's getting big.
Maybe it's just my like anti-corporate con.
Yeah.
But I kind of like local cons better than like maybe Wizard World because I feel like maybe local cons, they do have a more local focus. Mm-hmm. And because I felt it was kind of weird to get like some of the wrestling stars from the WWE at Wizard World.
Yeah.
And Montel Williams.
Yeah, I know.
Wait. How did I miss this?
Oh my gosh. Jenna.
I feel like I put on blinders when I went into Wizard Village. I was just like, I'm not having this.
You were like, Nichelle Nichols. That's all I want to see.
Yeah.
Is that so wrong? Wait, where is she? So what was he doing there?
I know, right? I got the email announcement and I was like, why?
I wonder if I saw that announcement, but I was like, oh, that must be some other Montel Williams that I don't know about.
Yeah, no.
No, it was that
same,
Montel
same
Williams?
One. I don't know what he's doing now. Somewhat reality TV related. I have no idea, but he had a panel on the main stage.
What?
Yep.
About what?
No idea. I didn't check it out. <'Cause> I was like, this has nothing to do with Wizard World. The only ones that I actually went to were Alan Tudyk and Matthew Lewis, because I'm a huge Harry Potter fan, and so I wanted to see Neville Longbottom in person.
Yeah. So getting some celebrities that were not pop culture really. I mean, I guess it's kind of arguable if wrestling is pop culture related.
I mean, but Wizard World supposed to be about anything that is pop culture? Because that, you know, yeah. I think it's supposed to be pretty specific that, like, just because something is popular doesn't necessarily mean that it's like sci-fi or comic book related.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. I guess maybe there's probably a comic book or two out about like
wrestling
or something. But it just sort of feels like they're really reaching and mm-hmm. just like, yeah. let's get Montel Williams.
Maybe they're reaching because they're running out of content.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Well, okay. Another thing that I found uncharacteristic of the Wizard World, and nothing but love to geeks, but it was the best smelling Wizard World I'd ever been to. It's one of the best smelling cons I'd ever been to, which told me that this was not popular. Because I was like, there is a ton of ventilation going on in here.
And a lot of cinnamon.
Yeah.
Did you get attacked by cinnamon?
I did not get attacked by cinnamon. What is this? Was it like an aromatherapy booth?
Oh, no. There were cinnamon, like, coated almonds in one corner of the main event center. And Jack and I just so happened to walk by it, like, so many freaking times that it was, like, it was stronger than kettle corn. Like, kettle corn, I'm like, okay, it's fine. It fades. But no, it was just...
Oh, wow.
In your face. So with all that to say, we were very disappointed in Wizard World this year.
However, if I had to like give an overall ranking, mm-hmm. like last year was better just simply because there was like more artists.
More people.
And
more
emphasis on actual comic bookness.
That's true. Yeah.
Well, this year was just a sad, sad descent into a county fair.
Mm-hmm.
Oof.
And there wasn't even cotton candy.
Yeah. Or churros.
But there were
cinnamon almonds.
So what do we want to take away from all of this? Don't dig into corporate media.
Go to your locally hosted and organized cons.
And also, speak up for the things that are just offensive at cons.
That's right.
Continue to speak up, because I'm glad that the customer service lady is mm-hmm. like trying to fight that. So
I know. And it's kind of sad to hear that her boss like listens more to the customers than the employees.
Well, Wizard World is obviously motivated by the dollar.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, so there's the advice there is put your dollars where you want them to actually be and take them to Rose City and stuff.
Mm-hmm. But I'm hoping that it'll get better next year. If it's around next year, hopefully they'll listen to all the comments and the criticisms. And
we will be emailing.
Oh, we're emailing, yeah. Mm-hmm. We're emailing you, whatever your name is, dude CEO guy. Yeah, I don't have that same hope, Tabby. I sort of hope that it just sort of sinks so that like new things can emerge.
Okay.
Like the phoenix.
Arise, and it'll actually might have wizards that greet you at the door.
Oh, yes!
Yes!
That's what we need to do next year. We should cosplay as
wizards
who like stand there and dance for you, and not in the sexy go-go way, but in the way that Jenna does, which is really sad.
We can get wands, we can get our robes and cloaks and
stuff. We've made a plan.
Hats.
We've made a plan.
Yeah.
Flash mob.